Hello, and welcome to the episode 147 of What a Fab Day. I am your host, Simon Mas. Among the highlights of today's episode, we have an angry appeal for money, a visit from a future music star, and the filming of a car trip to London. In the morning of the 27th of May 1960, the Silver Beatles drove off from their hotel, the Royal Station in Fors, without paying the bill. The band was utterly penniless after playing 5 dates of the Johnny Gentle Scottish Tour, due to tour promoter Larry Parnes and their de facto manager Alan Williams not paying them for their work. Before going on stage to back Gentle for the 6th performance of the tour at the Regal Barroom in Nain, John Lennon angrily grabbed the telephone receiver during a call placed by Gentle to Parnes and erupted in a screaming request for their money. That did the trick, as Williams did send them some cash. In 1961, the Beatles, with Pete Best on drums, were instead busy in Hamburg, West Germany, for their second residency in the city. As usual, they performed at the Top Ten Club. Moving on to 1962, we find the Beatles still with Pete Best in the lineup, still in Hamburg, and still busy with a residency. This time, the venue was the Star Club. Another concert in 1963 with the Roy Orbison Package Tour, in which the Beatles had acquired a top spot by popular demand, stopping at the Capitol Cinema in Cardiff. Fun fact, Welsh guitarist Dave Edmunds, who will achieve several chart successes in the 1970s and 1980s, visited the Beatles before the show, offering a complete supply of drumsticks and guitar and bass strings on behalf of the music shop he was working in at the time. He was too nervous to ask for any payment for the supplies, but he ended up watching the show for free. In 1964, the day after George and John had returned from their holiday, Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr and their partners Jane Asher and Maureen Cox returned to London from the Virgin Islands. And let's close the episode with a meeting happened on the 27th of May 1966. During the morning, John Lennon was filmed in the back of a limousine with Bob Dylan, driving from John's house in Weybridge to the Mayfair Hotel in central London, where Dylan resided. Dylan was to give the final performance of his controversial electric tour that night in London, and he and Lennon chatted, under the obvious influence of alcohol and/or drugs, more or less incoherently in front of a film camera. At some point, Dylan announced that he was feeling unwell, but he kept on talking with Lennon as the camera kept rolling. John and D.A. Pennbacher, who was directing the filming of the meeting for the ABC American Network, ended up helping Dylan into his hotel room when they finally arrived. You can find a transcript of the footage linked in the episode description. In the evening, John Lennon and George Harrison were in attendance of Dylan's Royal Albert Hall concert. After that, the three, plus Paul McCartney, Beatles assistants Neil Aspinall and the Rolling Stones, visited the Dolly's nightclub in London. This concludes this episode of What a Fab Day. As usual, in the episode description, you'll find a link to www.simonmas.com/support. Go there, do something to support my efforts to colonize the internet with high-quality music content, and then you can brag with your friends with good reason. See you tomorrow for more stories from the four you love. For the moment, I wish you a good day and a fab continuation.
Simon Mas, music you love.